Who knew there was so much danger in the kitchen, eh? Also, a lot of talk around the avocado injuries. 162 ACC claims last year. That's on the rise, worth about $100,000 in payouts. The real troubles from your pumpkins and your onions, 361 and 282 injuries, respectively. Overall veg, almost 300 claims worth thousands. So, from our Perils with Vegetables advice section, we present the renowned Annabelle Langbein, who's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you have injuries?
Who knew?
Have you suffered from these things?
I have, actually. I haven't. Hopefully it only ever happens once, and I cut right through my nail into the underneath the bed of the nail. But I was reading this news piece, and the number of amputations, and that there's another very funny word that they have, which isn't just an amputation, but it's something else, which is I had to go and look it up what it was, but I don't know if you've seen
it. Is it like where your fingers dangling off and just about to fall off?
Oh,
yuck. What is it you're doing wrong? See, pumpkin, your problem with the pumpkin is it's very hard skin, therefore you're putting a lot of energy, so if it goes wrong, it goes horrifically wrong, presumably.
I think it's two things. I think it's you need a really sharp, heavy knife with a pumpkin. And the pumpkin, I often drop it on the ground, on the concrete outside. Much better idea.
Oh.
Just drop it, and you sort of smash it. And it doesn't smash, it'll break in half. So that's a good trick.
So what's the onion problem? Is the onion slippery?
The onion problem is that it's round. And so, therefore, the thing whenever you're cutting anything, whether it's an onion or a potato or a pumpkin, you need it to sit on a flat surface so that when you go to cut it, it won't actually move, because that's when you get, real trouble.
Why aren't you using an onion chopper?
I don't like an onion chopper.
Don't you like an onion chopper?
No, isn't that funny? And I don't use a garlic crusher either. I tend to cut it. But I think also that it's the way that you use your knife, so that when you cut, if you're right-handed, you use that as your chopper, but you use your left hand as a guide, and you hold your hand sort of completely vertically on top of the vegetable, so they're not lying flat, so you can't actually cut yourself with the thumb slightly back.
I hope is the avo the stone problem?
The avo is the stone, because people hold the avo in their hand, and then they whack it with a knife.
Jeez. And you wonder why you injure yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I don't know how many claims there are for people who fall out of bed, but it's probably quite the same.
Very funny, isn't it? I would have thought the chopping and dicing was, when you go and chop with like carrots and beans and stuff like that. I would have thought that's prone to some sort of injury.
Yes, but that's where if you hold your hand right, you can't cut yourself, because you haven't got any flat surface for your hand, for your fingers.
That's what you're seeing on all the flash cooking shows. So they close their hand off, and so that it sort of becomes a blocker. So you're just going chop like that.
And then you use that as your guide to go backwards and forwards.
Safety in the kitchen's top advice, Annabelle. Always good to have you on the program. And hopefully next year, as a direct result of that, we can see a large drop in that, not just injuries, but the hundreds of thousands of dollars we're paying out in these incidents and accidents in kitchens up and down the country.